You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is another exciting episode of Kalam Astro. Welcome to our amazing space show on Pulse 95. Yes, that's Kalam Astro. And I must say, I'm highly, highly excited to start or kick off this amazing journey with all of you guys. And thank you, as always, for tuning in to this amazing space show. Right, so we've got a stellar lineup of discussions and interesting facts about space. So I do encourage all of you to stay tuned to Pulse 95 and do not change the radio waves. We've got lots to explore about objects that have fell from space to Earth, as NASA is confirming. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about a new study about two amazing planets. I will keep that as a hint, won't tell you which planets I'm talking about, and they're in our solar system. I'm not talking about any exoplanets this time. I'm talking about our solar system with two amazing planets. There's something, an amazing discovery about these two planets, something that scientists never thought about or probably have had thought something about it, but then again, it turned out to be wrong. They discovered something new about these two amazing planets. And I give you a hint, these two planets are quite far from Earth, but they're still in our solar system. Now that's a hint or a quick hype up for all of you guys to stay tuned. So don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello and welcome to Kalam Astro. Welcome to all of my space cadets, the amazing space cadets. Tonight we have an exciting episode, I must say. All of the Kalam Astro episodes are quite exciting, don't you think so? It is. It is. Definitely it is. Right. That's why you're tuning in. Right. That's why we have so many dedicated listeners who are still tuning in and keeping up with my amazing, I wouldn't say amazing, annoying voice. That is. Right. So we have exciting topics to talk about. We will be talking about something that's really, really amazing. And it's happening on one of Saturn's moons called Mimas. Now, Mimas is quite a tiny moon that looks a lot like the Death Star from Star Wars. If you've watched Star Wars, you'd know what I mean. The Death Star. So Mimas is just like the Death Star from Star Wars. Have you watched Star Wars? I don't know. I'm not quite a fan of it. You'd probably be surprised, to be honest, because I love space. But then again, Star Wars, not much of a big fan. Right. Anyway, so Mimas looks like the Death Star from Star Wars because of the big crater on its surface. But what's even more exciting about this update and news is what scientists have recently discovered and have found hiding beneath this moon's icy shell. They discovered that this moon, this beautiful tiny moon, has got a huge ocean. So imagine this, Mimas. It's like a giant ice cream sandwich, I would say. And it's got thick layer, a very, very thick layer of ice on the outside and a very, very delicious liquid ocean in the middle. Now, scientists do believe that this ocean was actually created not too long ago, maybe just about 2 to 25 million years ago. Come on, scientists, that's a very long time ago. If they think this is not a very long time ago, I personally do think it is. 2 to 25 million years, what are you talking about? What are you on about? That's a very long time. Right, anyway, so, but according to scientists, of course, this is not a very long time. Right, so these 2 to 25 million years ago is pretty much young for the scientists. And when we think about our old solar system, that's not a very long time ago. That's just for me as a normal human being, right? So how did this ocean come from on Mimas, which is Saturn's moon? Well, it's all thanks to Saturn's strong gravitational pull. Because Mimas orbits around Saturn, because it's a moon, so the planet's gravity stretched and squished the moon, kind of like how you might play with a stress ball, basically, we can say. So this process is called tidal heating, and this has caused Mimas's icy shell to melt and become thinner over time. Now, here's the really mind-blowing part of it that would probably have you lose your marbles. Even though Mimas is super small as a moon compared to our moon on Earth, its ocean might be almost half of its total volume. So that's like having a water balloon inside a very, very tiny snowball. I hope I explained that in a way that you can imagine and make it more simple. So this discovery is very, very, very important because it shows us that even small moons can have oceans, which is pretty exciting because when we think about the possibility of finding life beyond Earth, there is a possibility. Because if there's water, there's life. And who knows what kind of cool alien fish might be swimming around in Mimas's hidden sea. Isn't that simply amazing? So if we're only thinking about planets in our solar system, there's just so much more to discover on the solar systems, there's planets, there's moons. Isn't that just amazing? This just, you know, gives you a quite of a big example of how vast the universe is and how so much scientists have yet to discover. If the moons of the planets have so much, and so many things, so many mysteries. What about the planets themselves? What about the other moons? Think about Jupiter. Talk about Jupiter. It's got like 79 plus moons. So each moon probably might have a life or might have aliens in. Isn't that just simply amazing? Right, so the next time you look up at the night sky and spot Saturn, remember the tiny moon Mimas and its secret ocean. It just goes to show that in space, even the smallest things can hold big surprises. A quick break and we are coming back to Kalam Astro, so don't change the radio waves. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
The heart of Shaja.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. We have some bittersweet news to share about something very, very, very sad, to be honest. It's all about a tiny but mighty robot on Mars. And I'm sure all of you remember this amazing robot, the Ingenuity helicopter. Well, after an incredible journey, it's time to say goodbye to our little flying friend, because Ingenuity is parting ways. Parting ways as in saying goodbye to us, all of us, right, who are very excited to discover more about planet Mars. Anyhow, so let's talk a little bit about Ingenuity. So Ingenuity is the small helicopter that's hitched a ride to planet Mars, the red planet, with the Perseverance rover. Now its mission was to prove that flying in the thin Martian atmosphere is quite possible, and boy did it deliver, because Ingenuity flew not just once, but a whopping 72 times, setting records and exceeding everyone's expectations, because it gave us lots of images, lots of shots from planet Mars. And I do encourage all of you to Google Ingenuity pictures to see the amazing surface of the Martian atmosphere or the Martian land. Now, imagine being the first flying robot, okay, on another planet, and you're zooming through the Martian skies like a superhero, and you managed to fly 72 times and captured lots of amazing pictures. Now that's exactly what Ingenuity did. It even helped the Perseverance rover by scouting, and this had made sure the path was safe for the rover, the Perseverance rover, for its journey or mission, right? But after this 72nd flight, unfortunately Ingenuity had a bit of a rough landing, I must say, and this has damaged its rotors. Now this means that its flying days are unfortunately over. But then again, we shouldn't be worrying, because it's not the end of the story, because Ingenuity is still alive and kicking, ready to take on a new role as a weather station and technology testbed. So you can think about it like this. So Ingenuity is now a brave little scout stationed at a place called Valinor Hills on Mars, and it's gathering important data about Mars's weather and dust movement. So it's like having a tiny robot meteorologist on the red planet, and it will be sending back valuable information that probably, or possibly, or most likely, let me say, could help future missions and even astronauts who might visit Mars one day. Now, the Ingenuity team had one last virtual gathering to celebrate the helicopter's incredible journey and to make sure it's very, very ready for its new mission. They even sent a very, very special farewell message to the robot, which the helicopter relayed back to Earth. It's like getting a postcard from a distant friend, we can say, and this is reminding us of all the amazing things they have accomplished. So, while it's very, very sad to say goodbye to Ingenuity's flying days, we can be proud of all the records it broke and the new possibilities it opened up for exploring other worlds. So the sad news is that Ingenuity won't be flying again. Its 72nd attempt is the last, but then again, it's still going to be set on Mars as a meteorologist to give us more data about Mars's weather. So who knows what other cool robots might follow in Ingenuity's footsteps, but then definitely Ingenuity's efforts are definitely recognized. So, but then, one thing's for sure, Ingenuity will always be remembered as a true pioneer, the little helicopter that could do wonders. A quick break and we are coming back, so don't go anywhere, keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
From the heart of Shasha, Pulse 95.
A story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello again, Space Cadets to Kalam Astro. For this segment, we've got a fascinating story that's out of this world. It's all about something out of this world because we're talking about space, don't we? But literally, this is out of this world. Now, remember the mysterious object that crashed through the roof of a house in Florida last month? There was big news about something crashing into Florida. It was a mysterious object that people and scientists did not know what it is. Well, now and finally, NASA has confirmed that it was indeed a piece of space junk from the International Space Station. That's an update, an amazing update. For those who do not know what space junk is, space junk or space debris is any piece of machinery or debris left by humans in space. So it can refer to big objects and dead satellites that have failed working or failed functioning, so they kept floating on outside space, and yeah, this space junk has fell to Florida, one of the pieces. Now, you might be wondering, how did a piece from the International Space Station end up in someone's living room? That's quite funny. So imagine you're sitting on your living room watching your favorite show, and then bam, something falls from the sky, or from space, let's say, and it's something from the International Space Station. Well, it all started back in March 2021. That's the amazing story about it. So when the astronauts on the International Space Station had to get rid of some of the old batteries, and these batteries were very huge. They weighed about 5,800 pounds in total. So that's like the weight of a small car. So what happened is the astronauts parked the batteries. Wait, a weight of a small car? Yes, I did say that. Imagine this space junk falling off your head. I hope everyone was okay when this fell in their living room in Florida. So anyways, getting back to the story. So these astronauts packed the batteries onto a special pallet and sent it away from the International Space Station, and they were expecting it to burn up completely because it re-entered Earth's atmosphere. But unfortunately, as it turns out, not everything went according to plan. Fast forward to March 8, 2023 last year, when a man named Alejandro Otero found a strange object that had crashed through his roof in Naples, Florida. He had a hunch that this might be from the International Space Station. And he was right, absolutely right, because NASA took a close look at the object and they discovered that it was a small piece of metal called a stanchion, which was used to hold the batteries in place on the pallet. Now you might be thinking, how did such a small piece survive the journey back to Earth? Well, that's a great question if you've asked it or thought about it, because usually when objects re-enter Earth's atmosphere, they heat up and break apart due to the intense friction. NASA has special computer modules that help them predict how this happens, but it looks like they might need to update their calculations after this surprising incident of a space junk falling from space without burning and falling on someone's roof and living room. Now, the good news is that no one was hurt, thankfully, and NASA is going to investigate what went wrong to make sure it doesn't happen again, because they want to keep everyone on Earth safe from all these falling space junk while still being able to do amazing things in space, like upgrading the International Space Station with new batteries that won't fall off on anyone's roof, must I mention, and add this again. Well, to be honest, this story also reminds me that there's a lot of stuff orbiting our planet. Not just working satellites, but also old pieces of rockets and other space junk that might be even bigger than that piece of battery that fell on Otero's living room. In fact, there are millions of tiny bits of debris zooming around up there. Yes, look up. It's up there. And it could be falling on your house at any moment. I'm not threatening, I'm not scaring you, but this happened in Florida. It could happen anywhere at any time if NASA's calculations go wrong again. Quite scary, to be honest. So, even the smallest pieces can cause damage because they're moving so incredibly fast. So the next time you look up at the night sky, remember that it's not just stars and planets you are seeing. There's a whole bunch of human-made objects up there too, and sometimes they might even pay an unexpected visit to Earth, to your house as well. Quick break and we're coming back. Stay tuned with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Talk about radio? It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
Hello again and welcome back to Kalam Astro. Yet another exciting update from space, because we're going to talk about something really cool, which is the ice giant planets Uranus and Neptune. Now, these big blue worlds are way out there in the solar system, and scientists have been trying to figure out what they're made of for a very, very long time. Now, you might be thinking, wait, aren't they called ice giants? So doesn't that mean they're made of ice? That would be very typical, right? Well, that's what astronomers used to think, but there is a new study that has some surprising news and updates. Right, so let's go and delve into the world of imagination to make things easier and simple for us all to understand. So imagine you are building a giant snowman, but instead of using snow, you're using tiny bits of rock and ice that are floating around in space. That's kind of like how Uranus and Neptune have formed billions of years ago. Now, these bits of rock and ice are called planetesimals, and they are a lot like the comets that we see today, if you have seen a comet or you spot a comet before. Now, here's the interesting part of it all. When scientists looked at the comets, they found out that they have a lot of gas that's called methane in them. Now, methane is the same stuff that makes up natural gas here on planet Earth. So the researchers started wondering if the planetesimals that made up Uranus and Neptune, just like comets, could these planets have a lot of methane in them too? Now, to find out, they built a bunch of computer models of Uranus and Neptune. These models that have been built by the scientists were like digital recipes, so they were trying to find out different ingredients to see which ones matched what they know about the real planets. And guess what? The models that had a lot of methane in them seemed to be the best fit. Now, this does not mean that Uranus and Neptune are just big balls of methane. They still have layers, kind of like a giant space onion, we can say, because an onion's got layers, don't they? Onions do have layers, so Uranus and Neptune have layers, just like a giant space onion. which stinks. But anyway, let's not talk about onion smell. Let's keep the Kalam Astro Show for space or about space. So on the outside, there's a layer of hydrogen and helium gas. Then there might be a thick layer of methane, either in solid chunks or in slushy state, because all of the pressure that's around the planet. So deeper down, deeper down in these planets, there's probably a layer of water, and at the very center, a rocky core. So why is this all important? What is it going to bring to scientists? Well, it helps scientists understand how these planets formed and what they're really made of. It also shows us that there's still a lot to learn about our cosmic neighbors. Now, even though we can't go there and take a big bite out of these planets, because they're quite far, so we can, you know, like, see what they taste like, of course, if we take a bite, which you should never do with a planet, by the way. Anyhow, we can use science to make some pretty smart guesses. So the next step would be to send a spacecraft to visit Uranus or Neptune and get a closer look. That would be an amazing adventure, and who knows what other secrets these ice giants might be hiding. Until then, the next time someone asks you what Uranus is made of, you can tell them it's not just ice. It might be full of methane too. Quick break and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. Keep it low all day, every day. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome, space cadets, to Kalam Astro, to our final segment as well. Well, I must say that it's been an incredible journey exploring the wonders of our universe with all of you guys tonight. So I would love that you text us on 4215. Let me know, what do you guys think about tonight's episode? Now, before we blast off and say goodbye, let's take a quick trip down memory lane and remember all the awesome things that we've discovered all together tonight. First, we've learned about the amazing discovery of a hidden ocean beneath the icy surface of Saturn's tiny moon Mimas. And who would have thought that such a small moon could be hiding such a big secret? Just goes to show that in space there's always more that meets the eye. Next, we also bid farewell to the brave little Ingenuity helicopter, which has been exploring Mars like a true pioneer. And thanks to Ingenuity, we now know that flying on another planet is possible, and that opens up so many exciting possibilities for future missions in space. We also talked about or found out that an object that crashed into a Florida home was actually a piece of space junk from the International Space Station, and it's a reminder that even though space is vast, we still need to be very, very careful about what we leave behind up there, because it could be falling anywhere in the world. Let's hope it's not your house or mine. Right, and finally, we also talked about a new study that suggests that Uranus and Neptune might not be made of what scientists originally thought. These ice giants could be hiding huge amounts of frozen methane, which is pretty much interesting if you ask me, I would say, because we always thought that these two planets are just ice giants, so they could be just about ice and they just contain ice, but that is not the case. That was definitely interesting. Interesting talk tonight, absolutely. And well, space explorers and lovers, I must say, that's all the time we have for tonight. But do not worry, we will be back next week at 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Every week we do. So yes, we will be back for even more cosmic adventures. In the meantime, keep looking up at the stars and dreaming big, because who knows what incredible discoveries are waiting for us out there in the universe. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood space friend, or captain, I would say, Alia and Naomi. Stay curious, stay amazing, and always remember, the sky is never the limit when you're reaching for the stars. I would have to say now, goodbye, and see you in space next time on our amazing Kalam Astro Show on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
Talk about radio? It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.